We had a multiple agency federal raid on Oak Sterdam University, as well as our museum and the gift shop, and Richard Lee's qualified dispensary that's actually permitted by the city of Oakland. It was a tough day for Oak Sterdam.
I think the thing that they underestimate is when they act like this, it usually galvanizes our base better than anything that we can do with every ounce of energy that we have.
I'm incredibly disappointed in the Obama administration's breaking of the promise that they made to the medical cannabis community to respect state medical cannabis laws. To me, it's truly inexplicable. I can't think of any good reason, political, moral, or legal, for them to go back on that promise. And it's just been a terribly disillusioning experience, not just for me, but for many people within the medical cannabis community.
It's a sad day in a way, that in a sense, to know that the people that are in the streets today and were in the streets yesterday are people who are dealing with a lot of other issues besides just their medicine. And, you know, the victory in our movement will mean that patients live just like anyone else, right? The only time we have to think about our medication is when we take it.
We have qualified medical cannabis dispensaries that are taking cannabis off the streets, the profits away from these violent dealers. And we can take this money out of the drug war and actually give it to the officers to go fight the bad guys. And just as a mother, I hope that other mothers understand that it's not this plant that's dangerous, it's prohibition.
MLJ is here to stay! MLJ!